Good morning. It's February 24th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Really Hard Stuff. If you're doing something safe, something you already know can be done, then you're wasting your time. Astronaut Scott Kelly. A few weeks ago, we had the privilege of hearing Captain Scott Kelly, the NASA astronaut, tell us about how a mediocre, unmotivated high school student became the American to spend the longest time in space, as of 2016, at 520 days total. He spent 340 days in a row aboard the International Space Station. Since then, astronaut biochemist Peggy Whitson has broken that record. Scott's identical twin brother, Mark, was also an astronaut and spent 50 days in space. As such, they were the perfect choice to study the effects of weightlessness and radiation exposure over periods as long as those necessary to reach Mars and return. Scott, like his brother, was a Navy F-14 fighter pilot and subsequently a test pilot before joining the astronaut corps. They grew up in West Orange, New Jersey, where their father was a police officer. Scott claims he was a poor student, and if they'd had the diagnosis of ADHD in the early 70s, he would have been the poster child. Scott reluctantly applied to and then attended the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, where, still a poor student, he read Tom Wolfe's The Right Stuff about the original NASA astronauts and found his inspiration. Transferring to State University of New York Maritime, on an NROTC scholarship, he eventually went on to an engineering degree, a naval commission, flight school, piloting the F-14 Tomcat off an aircraft carrier, test piloting, and then, as a NASA astronaut, flying two shuttle missions and two ISS missions. Before his final liftoff in Russia for his year-long flight, a Russian Orthodox priest blessed them and threw holy water over them. Kelly said he figured a blessing couldn't hurt before rocketing into space on a Russian Soyuz. While Scott was inspired by reading The Right Stuff, he says what gave him strength whenever he thought he just couldn't take it anymore was the fact that his mother became the first female police officer in Orange, New Jersey, largely by conquering a backyard obstacle course that his dad had helped her construct. It took a year for her to meet the physical requirements for academy admission, but she was out there every day, rain or shine, until she could climb over that last wall. She never gave up. During his weightless year in space, Kelly monitored body functions every day and experienced distension and thickening of the carotid arteries, huge swings in biochemical indicators of stress, and his immune system, changes in 7% of his DNA, including inversions, translocations, and telometric lengthening, and he had accelerated bone turnover. 2 liters of fluid shifted from the lower to the upper half of his body, altering neuro-optic function and even emotional perception. The most abrupt changes happened during his re-entry in the tiny Soyuz capsule, which he described as going over Niagara Falls in a barrel that's on fire. But from his first day in community college to his last day in space, he never gave up. In his book Endurance, A Year in Space, 2017, Captain Kelly drills home some advice from lessons that were hard learned. Number one, if you're going to do anything, pick the really hard stuff. Number two, be willing to make mistakes. Number three, control whatever you can and ignore the rest. Number four, make your goals really, really high. Number five, test the status quo. And lastly, number six, never, never, never give up. God created man to endure. We are one of the weakest mammals on the planet, and yet we were ordained to use our ingenuity to subdue the earth. In the Bible, Paul was given the task of bringing the gospel to the Gentiles, despite the fact that prior to meeting Christ on the road to Damascus, he was Saul, a Pharisee and chief prosecutor of this new Jewish sect called the Way. What Christ called Paul to do seemed, well, really hard stuff. Yet, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, willingness to fail, impossibly high goals, and the commitment of never, never giving up, he traveled by foot at least three times across the entire known world, starting churches with whom he stayed in touch by letter. Shortly before his execution in Rome, he penned these words, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. Father God, thank you that we are each fearfully and wonderfully made. Let your Spirit keep urging us to meet our potential and use the gifts you have given us to achieve tasks that at first seem impossible, but in actuality are just really, really hard. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.